12 past 10, Michael Beattie. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everybody.
Now, how is Grafton looking today for your big meeting?
Yeah, look, reasonably happy. The track's in very good order, Sean, at the moment. It's we put it up a good four. We gave it a drink on Friday. We gave it 8 mils on Friday just to take the jar out of it. Look, at the moment, I'd love to tell you that there's not a cloud in the sky, and unfortunately that's not the truth. It is overcast here in Grafton. We had a scud of rain went through about half an hour ago. It's not raining now. The radar looks reasonably clear, so it'll probably be a nice day to be inside. It's just it's a little bit cool for this time of the year, but the track itself should play terrifically.
All right, terrific. So good four. Where's the rail today, Michael?
It's out 4.5 from the 1,200 metres to the winning post, and then 3 metres from the winning post back to the 1,200 metres. So pretty much a new pad of racing, of grass for the racing today. And I think the track, as I said, should play pretty well.
All right. Well, we look forward to a good day's racing there, as always. Gary Cleese is going to find all the winners for us now.
Yes, he had no trouble doing that. Gaz, he'll keep everybody with plenty of cash in their pocket.
Yeah, too right. Good on you, Michael. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Michael Beattie at Grafton. Gary Cleese is there as well. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. He couldn't have said that any better. You know, just that overcast, that little scud of rain we had was absolutely nothing. But, yeah, it looks enormous, this track. It does. It's just got a great cover of grass, very green, and I think it'll race really good here today, mate.
All right, now let's have a look at the first there today. Number one, Pleased, is 260, 2 and 3 out. 4, Better Be Good, 330. 5, Dark Image, 440. 6, Indian Rock, 6. 7, Frisco Albert, $8. But the favourite one, Pleased, at 260.
Yeah, good move for him too. He's 440 into that 260 mark, and money coming late. Better Be Good, the $4.80 into 330, and a little bit of money, Dark Image, Sean. I'm with Better Be Good. I'm 4157. I think he's absolutely perfectly placed, this guy. He's had 4 runs for Johnny Shelton. He's had 1,000, 1,200. He's had 2 1,400-metre runs under his belt now. He's a winner at a mile. He get a little bit of give in the track will suit him. He gets... Once he gets 50, he gets a 3-kilo weight drop to what he carried behind nothing from the press, beaten 2 lengths. And look, he probably should have finished closer. There was a horse outside him, Wanui, that was really giving him a bit of trouble at the 200-metre mark. So that 2-length margin should have been good. So I think he's found a nice race for him, Johnny Shelton. I like him. Top Weight Please is going to be awfully hard to beat. I mean, he is coming out of City Company. His last 3 runs, he runs second at Doom, and his next 2 runs have been in Saturday companies in a no metropolitan win race in a class 3, where beaten 7 lengths and 6 lengths. But he's back an awful lot in grade. He's had to take a little bit of claim for CJ Graham. Well, it is an apprentice's race only, so CJ Chase takes that 1.5 off. Dark Image, the 5, he goes good, this guy. He's a winner here 4 runs ago over a mile, and then he was placed here 2 runs ago, and you might see an 8 beside his name at his last start. But he did have 14 gate, and he had to work on that to ride him out of his comfort zone when they led on him. Maybe he does lead today, but he doesn't do as much pressure as what he did from the 14 gate from the 2 alley. And I've got the bottom weight in here, Frisco Albert. He's won his last 2 at Kempsey and Casino. They haven't been over strong races, but he gets the limit weight. He's freshened him up, Dwayne Smith, and brings him back to the mile. He'll be the run on horse late if these leaders are fair, find a bit warning. 4-1-5 and 7 for me in race 1.
Race 2, 1 Crystal Cas, 11. Number 2, Nakendi, 31. 3 out. 4, Smoke and Susie, 18. 5, Vintage Lux, 10. 6 out. 7, I'm Fluent, 750. 8, Ornate, 380. 9, Runner Muck is 8. Number 10, Sleepy Heart, 4. And 11, Zuki, 380. So equal favourites, 8, Ornate, and 11, Zuki, 380 each of 2.
Now, well, when I done my numbers up this morning at about 10 to 8, I just love the Ornate here, the 8. And that was $6. I thought, oh, well, there's good value. $8 it opened up, $6 early this morning. They've gone bang, bang, straight into $3.80. So this has been one of the big shorteners up. Zuki resumes $4.40 into that $3.80. And 10 Sleepy Heart, Matty Dunn's mare, is $6 into $4.80. But definitely Ornate is the best back runner into that $3.80 from the $8 mark. And I'm with her. 8, 10, 11 and 5. Look, she's had a tendency to do a few things wrong. She's only had 5 goes for only the 1 placing. 2 runs back, she was green when they produced her first up in her 1,000-metre race. She was beaten 1.1. They run 58. And then she came back and they whacked the blinkers on her. She was a shade slow to go. She over-raced a bit down the back. She was beaten 1.4. But straight back here to the 1,015. Fillies and mares maiden from a good gate. And 55.5 on a back like her. Really do. I think 10's the danger, Sleepy Heart. She never had a flash and light on her in the trial, Matt Dunn's filly. But I love the debut run at Ipswich. He run third there behind Golden Mean, beaten 1.2. Two winners have come out of the race. And the only time this filly got going was the last 100 metres when she worked out she was in a race. So obviously she's going to improve off the debut. 11 Zuki, massive watch. Massive watch. Four runs in Hot Maiden's last preparation where a lot of form's come out of it. She hasn't trialled her, Joanne Hardy, but she's in a very good yard. And I'm leaving 5 Vintage Lux there. I love the day, first up run of Coffs Harbour over the Carnival. I thought she was very, very disappointing at Taree, beaten 5 lengths from a bad gate. I don't know what went wrong with her, but she's certainly better than that. 8-10, 11 and 5 in race 2.
Third event now, One Dragon's Esprit, 23, number 2, hashtag Hero 550, 3 Hidden Storm, 10. 4 Le Charioteer, 34, 5 Longtar, 240, 6 Love You Forever, 18, 7 Man with a Plan, 650. 8 Mr. Known, 650, 9 Shades of Italy, 61, 10 Shakespearean, 34, 11 out. 12 First Time Lucky, 850, 13 Grand Asset, 34, 14 and 15 out. 240, number 5, Longtar.
Yeah, well, he's 310 into that 240. Hashtag Hero, the $2.6 into 550. There's been a really good move here. I haven't got him in, the 7 Man with a Plan. Brett Bellamy's runner, $13 into $6.50. So he's been a big shortener up from this morning. So he might be one to keep an eye on. On 5-8, 5-8, 2 and 12. Look, this is his chance, Longar. I still reckon he's been having a think halfway down the running. He's had 2 runs back, beaten 2.3, 1.6. Whack a set of blinkers on him first time. And this is the time this guy's got to stand up and be counted because he's got the ability, but I reckon the blinkers may work on him. 8 Muster Known. First up run was huge. I mean, he drew 13 gate. He was 4 deep, 5 deep. He's probably 6 deep on the corner, beaten 4.7 lengths. He finally draws a good gate second up here. Probably the only thing that frightens me, I would have liked to have seen it 1,200 metres with him, but he holds up better from the good gate. 2 hashtag Hero. Look, he's got a maiden in him. He's had plenty of chances. 17 goes, place 9, 3 runs back. Last 2 have been from 12 gate. And 11 gate, he's 3 runs. So he draws 3 out a year. I've got him leading, and that's probably what he wants to do if he can get an easy lead. And I've got to watch on the 12 first time lucky. Barry Radcliffe's got this fella now. He's had 1 run back on the Acton track, and he went okay. I liked his trial prior to that, winning a Hawkesbury trial, but he's had a change of yard now, and he's in a good yard. I'd certainly have a watch on him around tab.com.au, but there is money for the 7 Man with a Plan. 5-8, 2 and 12, race 3.
The fourth one, She's Choosy, 280, number 2, Holly Dean, 750, 3 Princess L, 340, 4 Who Nick DeLolly, 10, 5 out. 6 Conquers All, 950, 7 Rock the House, 18, number 8 Capital City, 10, 9 Piccolo Miss, 34, 10 Ramaway, 26, 11 Red Raffle, 41, 12 Teo Toriate, 21, 13 Cavallo, 81. 280 for number 1, She's Choosy, the favourite.
Good little tickle. Well, just a little bit. $3 into that 280. Princess L Racing, great. $4.60 into 340. The 3. And Holy Dean's just a little bit of a shift for her. And a little bit of money coming late. 6 Conquers All, $11 into $9.50. But I'd say Conquers All's the best back runner at the moment. 1-3-6-8 for me. With She's Choosy. Really good filly, this filly. She's had 10 starts. She's won 4, being placed 2. 5 runs back, unlucky to get beat first up at Port Macquarie, running second. She runs second here. What was that? That was Cup Day here, beaten a length in a 2-year-old race. The last 3 runs have been at Doomben, the Gold Coast and Doomben on Saturday. Company, beaten 3 lengths, 2.5, 2.5. Home track advantage, 2 for 2 on the track. Good gate, little bit of claim for Leah Kilner, which knows her well. And she'll be hard to beat. 3 Princess L is just flying, absolutely flying. Had a change of stable. She's now in the Jason Riley yard and couldn't have been any more impressive to win here first up and got the job done again the other day. Probably just a little thing with her. She can hold up here for this speed. You know, Holly Dean's got a heap of speed and probably She Choosy has, but she's drawing the right gate for Matt Bennett to work out what to do. 6 All Conquers All. I like that support on tab.com.au because I thought his first up run was really good on Moorambah Cup Day. He sat just behind the 2 leaders. He came out on straightening. He went out after him. He hit the front and his condition just blew out the last little bit. So straight back to 1,000 where there's plenty of speed up in front. And 8 Capital City. Nice, tough little mare. Hit the front of your last start and was run down late over the 1,100 metres and gets back to 1,015. Probably not beyond a 1-3-6-8 in a good little race, Sean.
Righto, race 5, Maiden, 1720, 1 Mary's Girl, $4, 2 Rothford, 7, number 3, Trestrail, $5. 4, Backhouse Filly, 10. 5, Ballybrack, 19. Number 6, Del Zali, 41. 7, Dogger to Fury, 26. 8, Epiphany, 81. 9, Hey Hey My My, 34. Number 10, King of Monaco, 360. 11, Onset, 750. Number 12, Sheer Matrix, 151. 13, Stick It, 41. 14, Vondi, 41. 15 out. 360, number 10, King of Monaco, the favourite.
Yeah, he was 4.20 into that 360. Mary Girl, I would have liked to have seen a little bit of money for her, the toppy. She's $4.20 just into that $4 mark, but awake from that, and can't help you out, Sean. There's not a lot of moves. I'm 1, 4, 3, and 2. I'm with the toppy, Mary's Girl. Look, it went absolutely pear-shaped for this Victorian filly, or mare, when they produced her first up here. She just ran into awful trouble down the back, and I thought she did a magnificent job to be beaten 1.8. And if anyone looked at a replay here last start, she ran into trouble again, beaten 0.5 a length. I think the key to her today is, and looking at her at a 2 runs here in New South Wales, that she's had 6 and 3 gate. I think the 11 gate's the biggest player for her because she is a massive mare. I'd like to see her get out of harm's way, maybe even sit outside the leader or maybe go to the front. And if that's the case and she can keep out of trouble, she is going to be very hard to beat. 4, Backhouse Frilly. Jenny Graham's mare. Last 3 runs have been really good, and I must say, aided by a perfect ride the other day by Glenn Collis. She drew 13 gate, this girl, and by the time they'd gone 150 metres, she was on the fence midfield. It was just an absolute magic ride, and he rides her here again today. 3, Trestrail, has had 2 runs back. She was very big in the yard at Moorlambar. No luck at Ipswich. She was 3 wide, 4 wide, probably 5, 6 wide on the corner. Bad gate, but would have improved off that, and I think it's an easier maiden. And I'm leaving 2 Rockford there. He's on the quick backup from Lismore Cup Day last Thursday. He got a mile out of his ground on a leader's bias track, and he was in the worst part of the ground down the running. He still finished the line off well, but he has had a few chances to win a maiden. 1, 4, 3, and 2 for me in race 5.
Right, race 6, 1 Leprechaun Lad, 10. Number 2, His Kalachi is 6.50. 3, Due by GI, 9. 4, Golden Words, 8. Number 5, Ask the Price, 19. 6 out. 7, Mercediac, 4.20. 7, Madam Kate, $9. 9, Alfie Jr., 6. 10, Court Appeal, 10. 11, Prince Carers, 31. Number 12, Shandara, 14. And 13, Yankee Express, 19. Favourite at 4.20. Number 7, Miss Zodiac.
I see what it does your head in doing this form for these races. Every time we come here with these long ones, they're great to see. They're a spectacle, and we're getting bigger fields all the time. But the form just goes topsy-turvy day in, day out. Miss Zodiac, she's 4.40 into 4.20, Alfie Jr. This has been a good move, and I've got him on top, but he wasn't that this morning. He was opened up at $11. When I put my chips through, he was $7.50. I just noticed he's into $6. His Cole Archie is $8 into $6.50, so there's a shorten up in Golden Words, $8 right across the board. I'm 9, 2, 4, and 7. I'm just with Alfie Jr. I'm going to take the punt with him. He ran third at Dalby in a 2,000-metre race, getting home late. He went back to Gatton. He won a 2,000-metre race, winning the Gatton Cup. And I thought he did a really good job there to win at Gatton. He's a winner twice over 2,200 metres. He gets the limit weight on his back, and he's a 6-times winner. And he can handle just a little bit of give in the track, and the big track will suit him. So I'm his way. His Kalachi, look, he's got a win in him. Tess Wilkes has got him going really good. There was nothing wrong with his run 2 runs ago in the Tuncurry Cup, and then he came back and run second behind Golden Words. But he meets Golden Words about 2 kilos the better. For Golden Words, like I said, he beat His Kalachi here the other day, and he was just a nutcase in the mounting yard. When he went out on the track, he settled down, but he did a pretty good job to win here. And I've got the 70 in here. I've definitely got her in, Miss Zodiac. Had she got beat, she'd have been a good thing beaten at Tuncurry. She just wanted to lay in all the way down the running. But I see Rossi Stitch put a bubble cheeker on her, but not one of the easy races to get out of poverty on. 9, 2, 4, and 7 in race 6.
Right, race 7, 1 Viking Raid is currently $4.60. 2 Plectrum, $4.80. 3 Amalek Bolts is $6. Number 4 Wooden is 5. 5 Bellaboss, 14. 6 out. 7 Caper, $8. 8 out. 9 Guide, I'm Hot, 10. Number 10, Pretty Smart, 14. 11 Vivid Image, 7. 12 out. 13 Tilbury Lodge, 26. 14, 15 out. Top of the favourite narrowly, 1 Viking Raid at $4.60.
Yeah, They've gone for him. Stephen Lee's got two runners here, Viking Raid and Wardeaton. And Viking Raid's had more support than Wardeaton, $7.50 into that 460 mark. And Plectrum's 480 just right across the board. And little move Wardeaton into that $5 mark. And yeah, I thought the money might come for him. But look, I'm in Wardeaton's corner. I'm 4-3-2-1. Really, really good little mare, this mare. And a mare that has got good form here at Grafton. He tried to get her to run a trip, but last two runs, 14 and 14-10, and she just couldn't run the trip out. He hasn't run her for 11 weeks. She won his, what, four runs ago. She beat Excellus, draws the gate, puts herself straight up into the position, and she's going to be very, very hard to beat. Amalek Bolser, the three, he's had a couple of runs back. He was shuffled back. He drew one gate here the other day, and Benny Looker, he was shuffled right back to near last coming to the corner. He had a couple of looks on him to get him out. He found the line good. I think he might be handy today from that gate. Two Plectrum, I loved his win here last start. He's just got to go up an extra 115 metres. That's the query with him, but the gate's very important. And he's got to go in Viking Raid. He's a former James Cummings trained horse, and Steve's had him now, or got him. He trialled him at the Gold Coast 6 weeks ago, and he won a trial there, but he hasn't taken him back to the trials, and he hasn't run him, so I'm just wondering whether he's just taken a bit of time to get him right. But that money has come for him on tab.com.au. 4-3-2-1 in race 7.
The final event, the 8th one, Tasark, $5. 2 out form, 15. 3 out, 4 Caro Cavallo, 480. 5 Tipsy Choice, 7. 6 out, 7 Carlo Dreaming, 10. 8 McKellar, 650. 9 out, 10 Towel Token, 950. 11 You'll Beat Him, 17. 12 Gold Digger, 14. 13 Dress Sense, 7. 14 Keeping Watch, 151. 15 Freedom Park, 41. 16, Anagari, 34. Favourite, 480. Number 4, Caro Cavallo.
Yeah, 440 opened up. He's out to 480, so there's a shift out for him. This is also come for late Tresark here. The top weight, $6 into $5. So he's got a good little shorten up. McKellar's $11 into $6.50. And that one from the Stephen Lee yard. And Tipsy's Choice stays around that $7 mark. On 1, 5, 2 and 4, look at people are doing their form with Tresark. You'll see. Seventh first up, he's a former Victorian. His run was really good at Taree over the Cup Carnival, and they might see disqualified beside him last start. Look, he just weighed in a fraction light, Anthony Allen, and they had to disqualify him. He did run fourth. He didn't have a lot of luck. He was hampered shortly after the start, and he got midfield and had a bit of a checkered passage down the running. So just forget that last run on him. 1,400 metres or 1,420 will suit him down to the ground. 5 Tipsy's Choice, loved his two runs this time in. He finished just behind Better Not Fly, and Better Not Fly coming out to win again. He went to Taree and he sat three wide the entire trip behind Shadow Prince, beating 3.4, and Shadow Prince has come out to win again. He was in carbuncles on him, Peter Graham down the back. He tried to go forward, he tried to go back, and he said, no way, I'm going to sit here. I've got no option to get in, and he was three deep the entire trip, but I thought he did a really good job. 2 Art Form, I want to have a look at her. She's in a new yard, and then another former Victorian mare that's had two runs for the new yard, Gold Coast and Ipswich, beaten 4 and beaten 5, and gets to the right trip here today. And 4 Caro Cavallo, he's coming off a maiden win last start. He did a good job. He drops in weight. I think the plus to him is that he draws that one gate. It'll give him a nice running transit. 1, 5, 2 and 4 for me in the last, Sean.
Now, what's your best today, Gary?
Yeah, like race 2, number 8, Ornate. I reckon she'll be just about right here today. And race 5, number 1, Mary's Girl. Just hopefully she can keep out of trouble from that gate, and you would think she would. So race 2, number 8, race 5, number 1, and my best. Quaddy numbers, a little bit short on the first leg, wide in the last three. We've won 4 and 3 in the first leg. 9, 2, 4, 7, second leg. 4, 3, 2 and 1 in the third leg. And 1-5-2-4 on that last leg, Sean. But just overcast conditions, very little rain in it, and let's hope we don't get any right through the day, champ.
All right, good on you, Gary. Have a top day.